Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. My name is Ron LaRussa. I am your host for the next hour. We will play the best rock from all eras, starting with the classic rock of the 70s right on through the pop rock of 2000s and today. We have a very good show for you today. We'll start off with some good old classic Southern rock here on WMFO.
Down in Georgia.
The name of that band is Filter. And that could easily have qualified to be our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era today. But it's not. It's not. I've got an even better one planned for a little bit later on in the show. And we heard the Allman Brothers and Ramblin' Man. And that is the first time I've played the Allman Brothers on Rock of Ages, which surprised even me when I figured that out. So we'll probably hear a little bit more Southern rock in the weeks ahead. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here. I hope you had a really good weekend. It's a little cold out there, but things continue to open up. The Red Sox had their opener, and seemed kind of weird to see people scattered throughout the stands wearing masks and winter coats. Not exactly a baseball vibe, but good sign. Good sign. I personally am 2 weeks today into my first dose of the vaccine, and more people are getting vaccinated, so signs are all really, really good for the spring. Every week when I prepare the show, one of the things that I look at, I look at a bunch of different sources for information, and I look at this day in music history. And this week, when I did that, I was really blown away by how many things happened on this date and around this date in history. So we're going to focus a lot on that on the show this morning. And I hope you like what we have in store. Right now, though, a feature that everybody usually likes is Phil's Pick. My friend Phil from Watertown keeps sending over those great songs. And let's hear what Phil has in store for us this week.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Be Afraid by Jason Isbell. Jason Isbell is a singer-songwriter based out of Alabama. His stellar lyrics are accompanied by great rock and roll, country, and folk sound. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
We've been testing you, and you failed. See how long that you could sit with the truth, but you bailed. And I don't think you even recognize the loss of control. And I don't think you even see it in yourself. See, every one of us is counting dice that we didn't roll. And the loser is the last to ask for help. Star. And you can bark and snap like a dog at the man who just tuned your guitar. And I don't think you even recognize a kid in the wings. And I don't think you even see her in yourself. She looks to you for what to do with all her delicate dreams. But you're too terrified to be of any help. Be afraid, be very testing you, and you fail to see how long that you could hold it in before you scream, but you only exhale. I don't think you even recognize the sound of your voice when it's blasting through the speakers in the sky. And if your words add up to nothing, then you're making a choice to sing a cover when we need a battle cry.
Probably the only band that could deal with that subject matter and not make it sound creepy. That's Bare Naked Ladies and The Old Apartment. And before that, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. That was Phil's pick today. The song was called Be Afraid. Well, I'm about to tell you an incredible story that I think not everyone living in the Boston area really knows about. Yesterday on April 4th was the anniversary of the murder of Dr. Martin Luther King. It was on that date in 1968, he was gunned down in Atlanta. And as you can imagine, tensions were very high all over the country in the hours that followed. Riots broke out in many cities. President Johnson declared a state of emergency. But Boston, which already had a difficult time with race relations, with busing and school integration issues, remained pretty quiet and calm, thanks in large part to one of the least quiet and calm performers ever, and that is James Brown. So here's what happened. After a violent night in Boston, James Brown was scheduled to play the Boston Garden the next day. Mayor James White wanted to cancel the show because he feared it would become a focal point for the rioting. But he knew if he canceled the show, it would anger African-American residents over what were obvious racial fears. But if he allowed it to go on and something happened, he knew he would face pretty serious criticism. Well, a city councilman named Tom Atkins came up with a solution. Let the concert happen, but figure out a way to televise it live, and maybe people would stay at home and watch instead of taking to the streets. So, on ridiculously short notice, they got local PBS station WGBH to agree to televise the show that night, and the broadcast had the exact intended effect. Boston had less crime that night than they did on a normal Friday night in April. And the plan did almost backfire when a bunch of fans started to storm the stage and the police started to push them back, and it looked like things were going to turn ugly, but James urged the police to back off, and they did, and he urged the crowd to calm down, and they did, and he continued the concert peacefully in honor of Dr. King. Every once in a while, WGBH will rerun that concert on TV locally here in Boston. You can also see some clips on YouTube, but a really incredible story that happened this week in 1968. You are listening to Rock of Ages on WMFO. Ron LaRussa here with you. I'm going to play some new music now. The Offspring are one of the most successful alt-punk bands from the 1990s. They released four albums between 2000 and 2012, but have been pretty quiet since then until now. They've got a new album coming out. It will be their 10th studio album. It's called Let the Bad Times Roll. It'll come out on April 16th, and this is the title song by The Offspring on Rock of Ages.
But all the colors got most every night. And though she swears it doesn't listen, there's still a hope in her remind. She says, I pray. Take what you can from your dreams, make them as real as anything. Oh, it'd take the work out of the courage. But she says, please, there's a crazy man that's creeping outside my door. I live on the corner of Gray Street, and the end.
I run a little hot and cold on Dave Matthews. The songs I like, I really like, and that is one of them. It's called Gray Street. And before that, something brand new from The Offspring, the title cut from a new album that'll be out in just a couple of weeks. It's called Let the Bad Times Roll. Well, it is time for probably one of my favorite things to do all week, and that is pick out our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. I try hard not to pick novelty songs, but I couldn't help myself this week. The Buggles were two British session musicians, Trevor Horn and Jeff Downes. They formed in 1979, and their first song was an international hit, and also has the distinction of being the first song ever played on MTV, and probably will live forever in infamy for that reason alone. After a couple of more unsuccessful releases, they lost interest in the band, broke up, but both members went on to be successful collaborators. They joined Yes in 1980, one of them joined Asia, and they were successful producers and record company executives. But they will never top the success they had with this song, their one-hit wonder, Video Killed the Radio Star, on Rock of Ages.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Oh, oh.
They took
Jim Morrison, The Doors. And before that, we heard Video Killed the Radio Star from The Buggles, which is our one-hit wonder of the album Rock Radio era today, and also has the distinction of being the first video ever played on MTV. You know, a lot of people think that MTV invented the music video, but in fact, they did not. I was flipping channels the other day, and I saw this special, I'm almost embarrassed to admit, on ABBA that I watched. And they were in the early 70s, mid-70s. They had a music video for just about every one of their songs. I can recall a music video of Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, also that I saw way back in the day. And then I saw another thing on TV that was from way back in the day, I think 1965. It was in black and white. It featured a big-time disc jockey at the time named Murray the K. And it was all music videos. It was an entire show. It had the Supremes, the Ronettes. So MTV did not invent the music video. They certainly gave it the first big worldwide platform. And by the way, video did not kill the radio star either. Ron LaRussa here. Monday morning, we do this show, Rock of Ages, every single Monday. And we will be back with another important event in music on this date, right after this.
Look out, world, we're getting strong. The future's here and we belong.
She can stem, she can do more.
Like build a rocket and watch it soar.
Or clean the oceans and make the world a better place. Oh.
She can stem, so can you.
Find a cure.
Invent something new.
There's no challenge in the world that she can't face.
She can stem.
Learn more at She Can Stem. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
On this date, April 5th, 1994, Kurt Cobain committed suicide at the age of 27. And 11 years later, on this day in 2005, his hometown of Aberdeen, Washington, added the phrase, "Come as you are," to its welcome sign. Play some Nirvana now. Come as you are in Rock of Ages.
Just Stick with me, Jesus, through the coming storm. I've come to you in search of something I've lost. Shine down a light on me and show a path. I promise you I will return if you take me back. Let them get high, let them get stoned. Everything will be alright if you let it go. Let them get high, let them get stoned.
The name of that band is Mondo Cosmo. It's the stage name of a guy named Josh Ostrander. He played in a bunch of bands, but has been recording and touring as Mondo Cosmo since about 2016. That song is called Shine. It was actually number one on Billboard's Adult Alternative chart early in 2017. And before that, Nirvana, Come As You Are. On this date in 1994, Kurt Cobain had committed suicide. He was 27 years old, and if you think about it, that was 27 years ago. And so he would be 54 years old today. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO. The show is Rock of Ages. We play the best rock from all eras. That means the classic rock of the 70s, the rock and new wave of the 80s, alt rock from the 90s, and pop rock from the 2000s through today. If the album rock radio many of us grew up with was still around today, this is what it would sound like. The Brothers in Arms album from Dire Straits is one of their biggest selling albums. It's got some big hits on it, Money for Nothing, Walk of Life. This is one of the deeper songs on that album, but one of their best. It's called Your Latest Trick. Dire Straits, WMFO. 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, with Van Halen. And before that, Dire Straits from Brothers in Arms, we heard Your Latest Trick. And that brings us to the end of another hour here on Rock of Ages. I hope you enjoyed the show today as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. This is Ron LaRussa. I will be back next Monday morning at 8 o'clock from 8 till 9. Until then, have a great week. Enjoy the spring. Have a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Hello.